run your assessment of opening night bias, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, similar to what Tom just read, right? The game of basketball, it's a global game. And so at the end of the day, you got a lot of great teams and a lot of great players on those great teams all across the country at all different levels. And not only our game, but some of those scores that Tom just read off is a reflection of that as well. And so, you know, similar to what you said, Jim, I mean, they did a really good job of running their offense, of putting us in some tough spots early. I thought our guys were a little passive and on their heels. And some of that is nerves, right? It's the first real game. It's why you have the preseason and why you try to play, right, an exhibition, charity exhibition game down in Columbia in front of fans to kind of get used to that. But there's still no, right, replicating a real game in front of more fans to where, right, it goes on your record, win or lose. And so to your point, Jim, I thought our guys, to their credit, did a much better job in the second half of slowing down a little bit and really being the more aggressive team on both ends of the floor.
Five players in double figures, which is always nice to see that. But let me ask you about a freshman. Jeremy Lorenz, it's not very often a freshman. I don't care who you're playing, rolls out in his first collegiate game, gets a double-double. He's showing some promise.
Well, listen, I wish I could say I'm surprised, but, you know, the benefit of being around these guys every day is, first and foremost, they work so hard. And we obviously try to make them, you know, follow the game plan and carry that over and practice into the game. But to these guys, credit, not just Jeremy, our guys work so hard on their own, and they're constantly in the gym, and that's internal motivation by them. That's nothing coming from the coaches or from anyone other than themselves and their peers pushing each other. And I thought today was, right, it was a great representation and reward for guys like Jeremy, guys like Quentin Meza, that honestly stepped up in their first real collegiate game and really helped us to a victory.
Some of the old hands, too. Corey Tripp, 8 for 12 from the floor. Kyler Filowich, 6 for 8. Both of them had contributions in other areas in terms of steals, in terms of rebounds and stuff like that. You're going to need that leadership from those two as the season progresses.
100%. I think this box score is honestly, it's not going to be uncommon. We're not going to have a guy consistently probably that's going to just, you know, we'll roll the ball to and be able to get 20 points every single night. But it's going to be by committee. You'll have guys consistently, right? Today it was the guys you just named. You know, our next game, it could be another three or four guys that are in double figures. And again, 10 here, 12 there, 11 there, 9 there, 13 here. All that adds up because at the end of the day, the whole purpose you're playing this game is to win. And I thought, especially in the second half, our guys really had that at the front of their mind, and I thought the score reflected that.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
New tip in here.